welcome to the Eva and Gia Show Expert Series. And I tell you, I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am about who we're talking with today. Of course, you all know it's Mark Victor Hansen. I just want to welcome you to the show.
Well, listen, I'm honored to be on this show.
I remember many years ago, I think I saw a video of you describing what a mastermind was.
Oh, yeah, I have that video. Now we've updated that. We've got a video series that Bob and I did called Mastermind Your Way to Millions, where we brought the 40 best minds together. And the first one you're talking about, we have my wife and Jack and a bunch of us sitting around figuring out how to do stuff, because I say you got to mastermind at least once a week with people that are like-minded, that you can depend on, trust on, that want the same thing you do and want more for each other than they want for themselves and are all after a bigger goal. And then we plus that and said, well, what if we could pre-sell 1 million copies of 1 Minute Millionaire? No one's ever done it, but it'd be a way cool idea. Random House, our publisher, said, I don't believe you could get all those minds. But we called up the 40 best marketing minds, like Joe Sugarman and Brian Tracy and Jim Griffin and Jay Abraham. I mean, these are all names that you may or may not know, but they're all the phenomena of our time. And six of them in the room were billionaires. And we said, okay, no one's getting paid. We're all going to come together. We're going to play out in our project today. We'll play in your project later. And here's the question. If your kid's life, every one of them have family and children or grandkids, if your kid's life depended on you figuring out how to pre-sell a million books, what would you do? And we videotaped, audiotaped the whole thing. It was a wow of wows. We had Gary Halbert there. The first, Brian Tracy stood up and said, do Occam's Razor. And I go to Bob, there's a good idea. What's Occam's Razor? Because nobody else knew. Brian said, do it the best, easiest, fastest, simplest way. And I said, then what would that be, Mr. Tracy? And Brian said, you sell one guy a million books. I go, yeah, right. Now there's an idea. Well, one of the guys in the room, Jim Griffin, who I trained 30 years ago and we own a little insurance company together, said, I eat at the Harvard Club and Sandy Weill could be that guy and I'll help do it. And it's just amazing. The trouble is that most people don't understand that you got to have a team, which means together everyone accomplishes miracles. Mm. And by that, you don't have to know how you're going to do it. You just know, got to know that you want to do it, that it's noble, that it's probably going to benefit everyone, hurt nobody. And then somebody on the team will figure out how to do it.
One of the things about you is you think so big. You think so large. You think so out of the box. And I just wanted to, and by the way, in the team, that's so key, and that's one of the things that I learned, finally, in a way I hadn't gotten it when I did go through and read The 1 Minute Millionaire. And so how is it that you can find those kinds of people? Like, you're wanting people that are thinking even bigger than you. I don't think anybody can think bigger than you do, but how do you go about getting that team, building that team, finding those kinds of people?
Well, first of all, you become great at something, and your little shot becomes a big shot by continuing shooting. And so you pick a niche that you can grow big in. And in the life insurance business as a speaker, I became the top speaker. And in chiropractic, I made all the seminal tapes where I interviewed all the superstars. So what I teach in my seminars, like we got one coming up here on how to build a mega speaking empire.
Uh-huh.
I say, you don't have to be the expert. No, Napoleon Hill certainly wasn't a millionaire and a billionaire, but he interviewed Andrew Carnegie and Henry Ford and the boys and girls, Eleanor Roosevelt, and all the superstars of his time. Right there, you get to associate with him. And when you start associating with him, you go, wait a second, we all got the same 24 hours. Andrew Carnegie didn't have any more time, and yet he became the richest man of his time, benefacted 3,000 libraries, built Carnegie Hall, has a house that I tell everyone they got to go to at 91st and 5th Avenue, and then when they go to Scotland, they got to go to Dornoch and stay where Madonna got married, and my kids and I and wife have stayed there. And, you know, it's just exquisite 30,000 acres that he set up so everybody could see it, so it would cause peace in the world. And you start to think these kind of thoughts and do what they do, and then you'll get the results they got. And then you say, well, what else do they do? Well, all of them are charitable, like what I just said about Carnegie creating a library system. I think if I could ever meet him live, I'd probably meet him in heaven. But, you know, I'd tell him, I wish you'd charge $5. We would even get better attendance.
What's your constant inquiry to yourself that has you keep growing and being more connected and just staying in amazing, positive place? Is there a constant inquiry?
Yeah, there is. That's a great question. You know, I've never been asked that question, and I have asked myself that question, so it's a brilliant question because, you know, I wrote that book, Aladdin Fact, with Jack. We interviewed the 101 Best Askers, How to Ask for and Get What You Want.
That's how we got you here. That's right.
Yeah, you guys asked, and here we are. Bob and I are doing a new book because I don't do anything that you can't prequel and sequel. I learned that from George Lucas's biography.
Mm.
So, 1 Minute Millionaire, we said the enlightened way to wealth versus the darkened way to wealth that most people think about.
Mm.
We said, what is a sequel to that? And the sequel, which we're writing right now, is called The Last Minute Millionaire, when you need money and you need it yesterday. Have you guys ever been there?
Hello,
Hello. Well, so what we've done is we've done all the formulas that no one's ever done. Like we show, here's the four things you got to do to have an MDI, a million-dollar idea, and then the second thing, here's all the icons, and there are 13 of them, which is, you know, my daddy was a baker, so that's a perfect baker's dozen. I hope you guys will send me a copy of this tape. It sounds good to me.
Oh, you're getting one. No worries.
So the point is that we say you got to make it bigger, you got to make it smaller, you got to make it residual, you know, the 13 things you got to do. We figured that out with the group because we told our people, the One Millionaire, we did the mastermind to figure out how to sell so many books. Why don't we do a mastermind to figure out how to write this book? And we said, we'll let 50 of you come and you'll pay $3,000 each. Well, 150 said they wanted to come, so we're doing the third meeting on it shortly, and we're finishing it now. The whole principle is that you can literally figure it out once you have a team, once you've got a system. One of the words that we came up with, it's got to be cellular. Now, you know what cellular is. You get cellular vitamins, but you need... It's got to be cellular, which we're trademarking, cellular, meaning that does it hit you at a soul level? Like, chicken soup is cellular for me. So you asked a big question. I had to do this preface, and at the Last Minute Millionaire, the question we asked everyone to do for 5 minutes, and they pair on, they go knee to knee with another person. So the two of you, if you're sitting knee to knee, you'd keep saying, what is God's destiny for you? Just keep doing it, and every time she's got to answer a different question. Well, after you go through it 6 or 7 times, you know, I want to be a good person. I want to make sure my kids go to college. I want to have a car. I want to be spiritual. You know, now you got to go to something like, I really want to help out. What you get to after you peel the onion back, what God's destiny for you, and anyone listening can do this. They just pair bond with somebody else and then neutrally ask the question for no less than 5 minutes. What you get to is that everyone is coded at DNA and RNA at birth to do something great. Everyone's got a magnificent destiny, and there's nowhere in our whole educational or edifying system or parenting system or church system, unless you guys can show me, that is asked. They tell you, Jesus said, there's more in you than he that is in the world or she that is in the world, meaning that you got greatness in you, but no one ever told you how to peel the onion to say, what is God's destiny for you? Hmm. Heavy question, isn't it?
It is, and I'm wondering, are people going to come up with, what am I going to accomplish, or the how I'm going to accomplish it?
Do one of you want to simulate it with me? I'll just keep asking the question.
I'll do it. Yes.
Okay, Gina. Gina, what's God's destiny for you? And you got to answer different each time.
Teaching.
Okay. Gina, what's God's destiny for you?
Love.
Oh, these are one-word answers. You can go to a whole sentence if you want. Gina, what's God's destiny for you?
Making a difference in the world.
Good. Gina, what's God's destiny for you?
Being with like-minded people.
Gina, what's God's destiny for you?
Being connected to the universe and my inner source, my inner guide.
Gina, what's God's destiny for you?
Just being at peace and doing what I love.
Gina, what's God's destiny for you?
Connectedness. Being connected with other people, myself, God, nature.
Gina, what's God's destiny for you?
Living my life fully, going big, going extreme, having fun, being in love with life.
See how much fun this question is?
It is.
But if you really do it for 5 minutes, you get past all the stuff. Like we had a medical doctor the other day when we were doing it in Maui on Saturday. I had a big session with a lot of people. This guy was a little, you know, he knew everything. He was a medical doctor. He's renowned and all that. And he didn't know if he wanted to be in my seminar or go golfing. But when we did this question, I brought him up first. His name is Kelly. And I got permission to say this. And I said, Kelly, what did you come up with? He says, I really want to do Op Smile, which is Operation Smile, which is, you know, we tithe on every one of our chicken books, and Operation Smile is one of the people we tithe to because this husband and wife, doctor and nurse, and they just go into places in the United States and LDCs, less developed countries, and take care of people with congenital malformations and oral problems that you just can't believe, and they just turn them around, and it's just such a wonderful and generous organization. Even though they bring 7 or 8 or 10 docs, they usually have 1,500 people in line that need dental care, so the dentist starts showing lay people how you pull out a tooth without hurting somebody. How's that grab?
Wow.
So lay people suddenly get in and they get swept up and they go, holy cow, man, here in the U.S., we got it really good. I mean, we got antiseptic, we have people that can take care of you, we got safety nets, we got Social Security that just doesn't exist in a lot of places in the world. And you can see how to help.
Mark Victor Hansen, you rock the planet. You so rock the planet.
Well, bless
you. I tell you. It just blows me away. If there was one thing that you would want to leave us with, and our listeners, and those that are going to be listening even beyond today, what would that be?
That you can be more, do more, have more than you ever thought you could.
Amen.
Amen. And a woman, too.
Thank you so much, Mark. We so appreciate you.
It's been my absolute joy. Look forward to being on with you guys again sometime.
Awesome. awesome.
Thank you.
Great
week, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.